Next item on the agenda is Blue Crab Blatant Effort Controls Request for Public Hearing.
Well, we've talked about latent effort quite a bit over the last 9 months. And we've mentioned that latent effort is a significant long-term threat to the crab resource. There are lots of licenses out there that are not now being used, but potentially could be used at any time during the crabbing season. In fact, there are as many as 500 or 600 crab pot licenses that aren't being used, and there are 300 or 400 peeler pot licenses that are not being used. We told you last month we did not have the money to go forward with crab pot tagging, and that prevents us from going forward with effort controls, our effort transfer program that we've talked about for so many months. But there's no cost really associated with doing something with the latent effort problems. And so we're asking that you advertise a regulation that would define latent effort and prevent those people so defined from purchasing a crab license to crab pot or peeler pot in 2009 and beyond. And until such time as the winter dredge survey shows that the crab resource has rebounded to the interim target level of 200 million crabs. The difficult question is, how do you define what latent effort is? And we had several meetings with the Crab Advisory Committee looking at literally dozens of definitions that all revolved around how much activity you had in the fishery over some period of time. And we looked at recent years, one or two recent years, all the way back to as many as 8 years in the fishery. And we looked at varying levels of harvest from zero harvest during that time period to something on the order of less than 25 bushels on average, or at least 25 bushels in some number of years. In the end, the committee came back to the conclusion. We also looked at number of days worked in the fishery and thought that might give some indication of some definition of latent. But we decided that database probably wasn't robust enough to use in the definition, and so we avoided that. Ultimately, the committee suggested that we should use the years 2004 to 2007. Those are the same years that we've done all of the other calculations on. It's a fairly lengthy period of time, so it allows more opportunity for people to have been active. And the level of harvest that we chose was zero. So if you had 0 pounds of crabs harvested in that time period, 04 to 07, we would suggest that you should be defined as latent and not be allowed to enter the crab fishery when things start to get good. I mean, we even heard testimony today that as soon as next spring, that there could be a lot of crabs around. And I don't know if the price is going to be all that good, but when people start hearing that crabs are easy to catch, that could entice some people back into the fishery. And if not this year, sometime down the road. And that takes away from the guys like those who are here today, those full-time crabbers who are trying to make a go of it now and next year and in years ahead. Things are going to be tough on them for a number of years, and the last thing they need is to be competing with new people coming into the fishery who have not crabbed for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so what we're recommending now, because there is some concern that there might be some people that meet that definition that really do need to get back into the crab fishery for some reason. They lose their land job or for whatever reason. And so the committee also suggested that we look at the number of crab pots and peeler pots that those latent licenses control. And we take 5 to 10% of those pots and we make them available to some of those latent licensees and allow them to get back into the fishery.
On a case-by-case basis,
there'd be an application procedure involved. And when you ran out of pots, that would be it. You wouldn't issue any more. The number of people that are defined as latent crab potters using 0 pounds of harvest 04-07 is 527.
That's a lot.
Those 527 people, if you look at the licenses they hold, control 83,000 pots.
Jesus.
And so under the proposal, we would take 5% or some small number and make those available on the case-by-case. With respect to peeler pots, it's 341 people who meet the latent license definition. And they control, next year they will control 71,000 pots. Again, the same procedure. All of these people would be placed, again, on a waiting list. If we ever saw the resource, or when we see the resource respond back up to the levels that we want, that would immediately trigger another reconsideration by the commission as to how many of those people to let in. It would not be an automatic, all 527 can now go to work. It would involve a lot of debate and discussion and analysis before we do that. But we're not prepared to do that analysis now. We want to see what things look like when we hit that trigger. But that's what we're asking, that you take the public hearing. And there was not a quorum at the last CRAB committee meeting, but there was consensus of the members who were there. And, in fact, we had attendance by a handful of other crabbers who came to sit in on the meeting, and they were supportive as well of this proposal.
We're getting closer all the time, Jack, as far as, you know, with them and coming to understanding as far as what we mean by it, what the proposals are. I mean, initially there was some concern that
Mr. Jenkins on the committee had the most concern about taking licenses away from people who, in some cases, are elderly. In some cases, they only crab for a few days out of the year. They crab just enough to be able to buy Christmas presents or to buy their prescription drugs that they need, you know, things of that nature. And that's in part why we went with 0 pounds of harvest over a longer period of time. There might be people out there who really only want to be able to catch 500 pounds of crabs a year, and they're happy with that. They're going to continue to be able to do that under this proposal. And just in case we miss somebody out of this 527 or 341, we have this backup provision to give some amount of pots to them.
Okay. Now, would they be able
to
sell if they have their license, you know, in you know, held back because of zero crab harvest? Would they be able to sell or transfer their license?
The people who were given the 5% level.
Anybody who gets the 5%,
yes.
then can they? Would they be able to turn around and sell it, or would they have to use it for a couple
of
years?
Of those that were given the license,
they'd have to use it. They couldn't sell it.
Yeah, that would not be transferable. But at any time, if you're on that waiting list because you were one of the 527 or 341 and you want to get back in the fishery, you can buy through a transfer. You would still be able to buy a license from another crabber and get back in.
The ones that are active, right.
From the active people.
And then could you sell your license that's not active?
No, you're on a waiting list.
Right.
You don't have a license anymore.
Right.
You're on the waiting list and you don't have a license. So there's nothing to transfer.
Oh, okay. So when it's time to come back, you would get whatever licenses are available. Not what you had necessarily.
That would have to be decided
right
at that point in time.
Two questions.
Mr. Fox.
First, if I'm on the waiting list and I'm old, and my son would like to maybe one day come into the crabbing business, could I transfer my waiting list spot to my son or sell it to a third person?
We didn't talk about that at all.
So
you're selling a position on a waiting list is right. What you would be doing. I don't know, it's something to think about, mm-hmm. but we did not discuss that at all.
And the other question is, did any of these 527, I have many, when you looked at 2004 through 2009, did any of them fish, 2004 through 2007, did any of those people crab in 2008?
I don't recall. I don't even know that we have a table that would explain that.
Not likely.
No, we just it's not likely, but...
We just looked to see if they were eligible in 2008. So everyone in that
right.
period, 2004-2007,
also
was eligible in 2008. We didn't determine whether they actually fished in 2008 because it hasn't ended yet. So we couldn't put it in with one of the years. And there's a control date, as
right.
Joe's mentioned.
Further questions?
Remember, the control date was December... Right. 16th, 2007.
Okay.
That's why we ended it at the control date.
All right.
Whew. Further questions?
I do have one question for Jack. I doubt he can answer it, but he may be able to. Naturally, Accomack County has the highest level. I'm sure it's Tangier Island. Did you see or you just didn't really look at locations in this county?
Yeah, there are some tables in your evaluation that show how these licenses are distributed.
I think the question, though, Jack, from Ernie was, did you break down Accomack County into locality?
No. Okay. It's just listed there in Accomack County.
You have a lot of people in Tangier that's had to go on tugboats because of the crab situation in prior years. And if they've been on it, for example, Jeff Crockett, I don't know if he would even be eligible.
No, he'd still be eligible because it's 2004 to 2007. I don't think Jeff's been on a tugboat for
a year and a half.
I'm just using him for example because you all know it's been longer than that. A year and a half, not very long. You'll find out as you get older.
But, thanks.
at any rate, I mean, you know, that's the only thing I'm be concerned about Tangier because that's what they've done for hundreds of years, and I hate seeing Loctite of the resource if the resource recovers.
When it recovers. This is a request to go to public hearing. It matters before the commission.
Moves out. Second.
Second by, motion made by Mr. Schick, second by Dr. McConaughey to go to public hearing. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.